You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. President Trump's appointee to the Supreme Court is sparking conversation among political observers here in Syracuse, as well as among the state's elected officials. Professor of Political Science at the Maxwell School, Thomas Keck, says Brett Kavanaugh's appointment means issues that had partisan debate in recent history would now be taking a consistently conservative bend.
I also have concerns about his impact on issues regarding voting rights, gerrymandering, and the like, right? The court's record is already pretty conservative on these issues, so it might not be a dramatic swing, but Kavanaugh would just be in a position to help cement the rightward turn.
Keck says the president's nomination represents only the most recent action in an ongoing, largely successful Republican effort to place ideologically conservative justices in the nation's highest court, an institution which is meant to be largely nonpartisan.
We have a political system that's very closely divided, but the Republicans have managed to keep like a lock on the Supreme Court, right? The last time there was a Democratic majority on the Supreme Court was in the spring of 1970. If Trump's nominee this year is confirmed, and he may well get another vacancy, right? There's the potential for this Republican lock on the Supreme Court to persist well into the 21st century.
Governor Cuomo believes it is a certainty that Justice Kavanaugh would vote in favor of overturning Roe v. Wade. During a speech in Westchester, he urged New York voters to ask their representatives in Albany to preemptively pass a state law protecting a woman's right to choose.
If you support a woman's right to choose, you call your Senate leader, Mr. Flanagan, and say you want to go to Albany and you want to pass that bill because a woman's right to choose is in jeopardy. It's yes or no. It's black or white. It's today.
Senator Kirsten Gillibrand also reconfirmed her pledge to vote against Justice Kavanaugh's appointment. For more on this and other local news stories, visit our website, WAER.org.